This method was discovered by John and Lynn Billings, and they will be celebrating now 60 years in Malaysia next year. And they initially, couples were just trying to be able to space their family, and I suppose the method back then would have been the temperature method, where they could see that a woman's temperature rose after ovulating. And, you know, couples were quite happy back then to have a large family, but they didn't want babies, you know, every 11 months or every year or two or whatever. And while the women were taking their temperature, they realised that they had noticed this little discharge. And over the years, they began to see that when a woman, and what we know now is that when a woman has this developing, changing pattern over a variable number of days, it changes from day to day. That's actually now, we know, when the cervix is open, when her estrogen levels are rising and eggs are ripening in her ovaries. So if a couple have intercourse at that time, particularly for couples who are having difficulty conceiving, when the woman becomes aware of a very wet sensation, the swelling of one side of the vulva and maybe the little lymph node, that she's very close to ovulation. Now, the day after that, all of that wet sensation could be gone, and she knows then that the day before was the peak of her fertility. Ode Blad, he's the doctor who did all the work from Sweden, and he now is saying that a woman walking around should be aware of this.
There's probably a lot of misconceptions out there regarding fertility, and people maybe not understanding it properly. What are the most common misconceptions out there? What are the most common misconceptions that people come to you with?
Sometimes even men and women might think that you can become pregnant at any part of the cycle. And we have, you know, had people after they came for instruction say, I never knew that. Now, we know that once the woman is experienced the changing discharge over those variable number of days, that that's when sperm, if they enter into the cervix, that sperm can be kept alive there for 1, 2, or 3 days and sometimes longer. And they're nourished and kept alive there. People mightn't realise that the egg lives for less than 24 hours. So if somebody's going to ovulate twice, where they might have unidentical twins, they'll do it within that 1-24 hours. And that the luteal phase from that day of change to the next menstruation has always got to be between 11 and 16 days. So, you know, after you pass your fertile phase and then count your 1, 2, 3 days, from the fourth morning, a woman is infertile and they can have intercourse as often as they like until their next menstruation.
A lot of words coming up there, a lot of biological concepts and ideas and counting and all the rest. I mean, people maybe are just going to say, this is a lot of trouble. I have to watch it. I have to be careful. Why don't I just use a different form of contraception, one that I don't really have to think about so much?
Well, the Billings now, the ovulation method, it's more now into the awareness that a woman, you know, after menstruation, which is a very obvious sign for her, that she will be aware that she has this unchanging pattern. She's just aware of that walking around. And then when that changes to a changing pattern, again, she's very familiar with that. A lot of women would say, gosh, I never knew that. Yes, I experienced it, but I never knew what that was. So it's actually very simple for the woman to use. We have great science behind it, but for the woman herself, it is so simple. It's just to tune into what she feels on a daily basis, and she knows exactly where she is in her cycle. Now, I suppose one of the big criteria would be that we would always encourage couples to come back to us after the initial instruction, because if they come back for a few cycles, it's amazing how much knowledge they're gaining when they see their own cycle down on paper. And then they have it for the rest of their life, whether they're trying to achieve a pregnancy. There's only 4 little guidelines: are postpone a pregnancy while breastfeeding, coming off the pill, and premenopause. So if a young couple learn it, or a young woman, they have it for the rest of their reproductive life, and they don't have to worry about IUDs, the side effects of the pill, all of that, you know, and it empowers the couple. It's very good for a couple to use this method. We have a few husbands at the moment that are charting, and they come back and ask very good questions. So it kind of takes the fear out of couples, where couples might feel there's no option for us only to go on contraception or use some kind of a chemical device or hormonal. So this actually will take that fear from the couple. A very simple method, and there's great harmony then between them when they do that, you know.
Is there a faith perspective in it for you, or are you just looking at it from a, I suppose, understanding our reproduction point of view?
Well, we never ask anybody what faith they are when they come in to teach us. We have one of our little slogans is, this is what every woman should know. This is a biological method. Now, as it happens, it falls into the teaching of an awful lot of churches, and the Catholic Church would be one of those. But I suppose the biggest users would be the Muslims. The Billings went into China, I think, around 86. And now we have, you know, thousands and thousands of Chinese teachers. And also the Chinese government are funding it. Now, they're not doing it because it's Catholic. In Ireland, we kind of label everything with Catholic, but therefore it doesn't work. And we would love to get away from that and kind of, you know, realise that this is a brilliant method on all levels.